You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Wichita musician Dusty Grant is back with a new single and video. The singer-songwriter says this time out he was inspired by holding himself accountable for not being his best. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Grant and has more. I've got an idea, I'm fleshing it out. They think I don't know.
What's different with this single, Sinking Further, than songs that you've recorded and released in the past?
I wrote it about myself a little bit. It was kind of like me talking to myself when I was, you know, a crappier version of myself, when I was not facing up to the things that I was doing that were causing me the problems that I was having. So I kind of own those things. And as I did that, I started noticing how other people were like kind of afraid to face the things that were making them how they are, bitter people, people that are really nasty to you or something like that. So I kind of wrote this about that and how people that are afraid to face those demons usually project their misery on other people and try to cut other people down. So I don't know, it's deep, but that's what I wrote this one about.
You talked about kind of talking to your past self about when you weren't at your best. And I think that's sort of a necessary process in growth, right? Like, we have to acknowledge it before we can move on.
First, you have to allow yourself some grace, and you have to be like, hey, you know, you did have a run of a few things there that kind of spiraled you downward, but you stayed down because you weren't dealing with the symptoms that were causing the problems that you had. You know, anybody would be downtrodden during that time. However, there's certain things you could do in your lifestyle. There's certain things that you could, you know, certain actions that you can take to kind of not let your traumas define you. And once I kind of took a deep look at that and accepted, like, yeah, there are some of these behaviors that I'm doing that are contributing to why I feel how I feel. And ironically, once I started doing that, I started feeling better. It's not an easy process. It's very humbling, and it makes you, you know, ashamed of the way you are sometimes. Like, you're like, man, I really let myself go. But the good thing is, you know, you've got tomorrow. You can wake up tomorrow and do better. And you can figure it.
Now, all that said, there is that fine line between holding ourselves accountable and then beating ourselves up.
There's a definite fine line. I think the secret is grace. You know, you do have to have some grace, and you have to have people around you that you can rely on to, you know, I'll be like, man, how'd it go today? It was terrible. I'm the worst. I'm never going to get this. And have your, you know, like my wife would be like, all right, come on now, you know, come back down to earth. Get up tomorrow, do it again, you'll get it. I know you'll get it, you'll keep working at it. It's really hard for me personally not to be super hard on myself when I make a mistake, when I'm not properly prepared, when I am not taking the best care of myself, when I miss out on something. Like, if I'm wasting 1 second of any day, I'm like, it drives me crazy. But I'm getting better at being like, it's okay for you to sit for an hour and watch TV and you know, recharge. It's okay for you to take a couple weeks to yourself to rest. It's okay to acknowledge that you do need a break.
One thing that really strikes me with this song is that you are really good at writing hooks. And I'm just kind of curious, you know, where does that start for you? How do you sort of craft a hook for a tune?
Typically for me, it's the melody, especially with these songs that I've written with Jason Catlett. He'll send me a couple riffs, you know, he'll send me a 1 minute section of a song, and I'll just start thinking of melodies in my head. I'll hear something that I think might be hooky. And then I try to take like some sort of a concept, you know, whether it's grief, whether it's, you know, you not being the best version of yourself, whether what it is, and I'll try to come up with a concept, and then I try to kind of write words around that. Thing.
bleak. And you can't feel.